Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. My name is Dave Martell. I'm going to be listening to your performance this afternoon and giving you some comments that I hope you'll find helpful. And I want to wish you the very best of luck. I'm playing an outstanding set, and we'll get back to you just as soon as you're ready to go. Saxophones, when you're tuning, you want to tune with a full sound, because hopefully that's the sound you're going to play with when you're doing the set. So if you're tuning and you're blowing soft, your sound is going to come out sharp, you're going to pull out, and then you're going to be flat throughout the set, huh? So even if it's you playing by yourself, don't be afraid. It's all you. Play with a nice big sound. Make sure that that's the kind of sound that you're tuning with.
Stage, the Hopkins Junior High Jazz Ensemble.
Okay, looks like we're ready to go.
Okay, our first tune is Absolutely Positively by Gregory Yasinitsky. This is going to feature Andrew Noyan on alto saxophone.
Okay. Yeah, nice precision there in the opening horn section. Yeah. Good change from the harmonic concept of how loud you're playing to the unison concept of how loud you're playing. I like that. Yeah. I like this. Horns, you're doing such a great job here. But who's in charge of how loud the band plays? In my estimation, the drummer is in charge, right? So this is one of those rare occasions when the horns are leading the way and the drummer is not always answering. So when the horn player's in the latter parts of the chart, make sure rhythm section, you're right there also. Wow, nice intonation between alto and trumpet there. Very. Be real careful, horns, when you're playing those short notes, right? I mean, you're playing them absolutely correctly, but don't close the space between them, right? So when you go, right? Right, be real careful about rushing the space in there. I like to think of those notes rather than short. I like to think of them as kind of fat, right? Fat, fat, do that, fat, fat, do that, right? So that they tend to be not so short that they rush. Yeah, I really appreciate the shading, the volume shading that I'm hearing, the dynamic shading. Really nice. Yeah, nice alto solo. You know, I think we could maybe put some fills in here in this section, right? Like right here? Or at least set up the fingers before they come in. Those holes sound a little bit empty to me. Yeah, be careful. Some of you are getting to that offbeat of four just a little bit too soon, right? Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. You know what? One of the things that's making this enjoyable to hear is I'm hearing some really good sounds made by individuals on the instruments. So there's throughout all of the parts, I'm hearing good sounds being made by everybody. I think my main concern, there's just a couple of concerns with that, and one of them is be careful if you're a horn player about playing those short notes and not closing off the space between them and letting the time rush a little bit. And I would like to hear the drummer take a leadership role in how loud the band plays, right? So when in the hot spots of the chart, the drummer should be setting that up and playing loud along with the horns, or at least playing a little bit louder. Okay, this is a beautiful chart. You know what? So I just got up to take a look and check out the hi-hat, because I'm hearing the hi-hat being just a little bit mushy, and sometimes if you try to play the hi-hat with the rocking foot, like a rock player plays, it doesn't get a secure sound. So make sure that your toe is on the top of that pedal and that you're getting as much of a tight hi-hat sound, because the hi-hat sound is basically defining where the pulse of the tune is, right? And so if it's mushy, it's really tough for everybody else to lock in on the beat. Yeah, nice job with the tenor saxophone solo. You know, I think you're ready to maybe consider warming up the sound a little bit with just a little bit of vibrato. I don't know what, if you listen to any particular singers that you enjoy listening to, but listen to how they phrase things and how towards the end of notes they add a little wave or a little vibrato just to take some of the edge off the sound. Hopefully at this point you have maybe a favorite saxophone player that you might listen to, and when you hear them play ballads, you know, what is that? What do they sound like? Does the tone sound really straight all the time? Or are they doing something to kind of warm it up by playing with some vibrato? Trumpets, nice job of not overplaying on that in the unison section. Yeah, very nice. I really like the warmth of your sound at the end and the tenor saxophone solo. And horn players, for the most part, when you're playing, when the harmonic structure of what you're playing is a little bit more on the simple side, you guys are doing a great job of playing in tune. Whenever the harmony gets a little bit more complicated, that's when some of the intonation problems kind of rear their ugly heads. So as much as you can, take some, especially in a ballad like that, when you're holding a chord out for four counts, you know, maybe take some time where you're going to build that chord from the bottom note to the top, and listen to what your note sounds like, and make sure you know how your note fits into that chord. So when you get to it, you're thinking about how that relates to everybody else in the group. Intonation comes from the lowest instrument, so the bass player is leading the way in terms of pitch, and then through the baritone sax and the lowest trombone part, all the way up to the lead trumpet and the first alto saxophone. But take some time with some of those more complicated chords. Take some time and listen to them. Build them from the bottom. Make sure you know how your note fits in there. So here's what I like. I like the opening, the precision with which you're playing with, and I like the crescendo. But did you all crescendo along with the lead trumpet? And did everybody release that note together? Just those are just little details, but they're very important details. Yeah, bass trombone and baritone sax. Yeah. Nice job of handling the technical demands of that line of the trombone, trumpet, and saxophone. Do I hear a little thump from the bass player? Yeah, man. Yeah. Careful, the trombones, you have that lick, it's a unison line, and it's a chromatic line, right? And I think you're going C, or C, D-flat, D, E-flat, or it might be B, C, D-flat, D, but really listen to each of those notes and make sure you're getting to the right place. Oftentimes, when notes are close together, we move the slide too far, right? And when notes are far apart, we move the slide not far enough. So you have to really listen and make sure those notes are getting to the right spot. I really like the sequence of rhythms that the trombone soloist is playing, and he's also leaving some space for maybe the rhythm section to answer back, right? So rather than just playing straight time, listen to what he's doing and really back him up. When he leaves you a little space, that's your space to fill in, right? Nice bone solo. Nice trumpet solo. Yeah, nice. A lot of energy from the group there, and it's really helping with the precision with playing the notes, because as you play with that energy, it's kind of infectious, and everybody else in the band picks it up, and then all of a sudden, you're really listening and trying to make things stick together, and it's really apparent from the way you're playing that that's helping you out a lot. I think in solos did a nice job there. I would maybe think about varying the piano comp a little bit rather than having it that same rhythmic pattern. I think you could probably feel free now to maybe do some things that are different there.
We hope you are enjoying the Cabana Jazz Festival. There will be a short break. The next band will perform at 2:50.
Once again, there's a couple of sections in there where you have some extended lines in the horns, and not everybody is releasing them at the same time, and that's so important. It's a detail, but it's a detail that I think your band is ready to address. But I enjoy the variety of soloists. That was really fun to listen to. And I really love the energy. I like the fact that so many of you are doing such a great job of making a nice sound on your instrument. That always makes it so much more fun to listen to. But enjoyed your set very much. I want to wish you the best luck in the future.
Thank you.